Honestly, at home, we're like a Cantonese-speaking family, but since my sister has an American friend, so she's quite westernized, so my sister just decided, like, she told me at home that she wants me to speak in English, so we all have better English, so we communicate in English. And when I was little, I watched a lot of Disney Channel, so there are like a lot of English TV dramas, so I've kind of picked up my accent and my speaking skills from it. So I actually went to Canada to finish my high school, so that's also where my English got more fluent. And when I get back to Hong Kong, we don't speak a lot of English in school or anything like that, so I actually learn English mostly from YouTubes and watching vlogs and like celebrity news and that kind of stuff.
Okay. What is your most memorable English reading experience?
Honestly, I don't read that much, and I don't really like reading, so I watch a lot of TV. So if you say reading texts, I would say I surf a lot of internet and I read a lot of like funny like jokes and stuff, like BuzzFeed, and yeah, like articles, more to the daily life thing. Yeah.
Can you tell me why don't you like reading?
Because I'm a really slow reader, and just, I don't know, I just picks up like really slowly. And honestly, I don't really like reading, especially when like in school they tell us to read English literature, like Pride and Prejudice, that kind of stuff. I'm not very interested in it because I'm more sophisticated, I guess. So I like to read nonfictions and more like real life like stories, and I don't really like reading fictions. So yeah.